What the city need most, I believe, is someone who has passion. Two, an understanding of all the problems facing the city, from homelessness to business, from children to the aged. Third, we need someone with the ability to solve problems. And we need someone who is political enough to get people to work with them, but not too political that they will sell the city in order to get something done. One last one. I started with passion. I will end with love for the city. You have to love this city and want to see it improve.
Is there any way to tell during a campaign if a candidate has all or some of this?
Everyone has a track record. Everyone has a record that people can go and look at. And pretty much what you've done in the past is pretty much what you're going to do in the future. People don't suddenly change because they become mayor. They are who they are. And I think that people need to examine, based upon the criteria which I set forth in terms of leadership, which person out there seems to have exercised those qualities in the past in terms of doing the job that they've been in. You may be young, but what did you volunteer for? Where did you spend your time? When you had a chance to do something, what did you do? Is there something out there that you can look at and say, I spent my time in the neighborhoods, I spent my time volunteering in my school. There's a space which they have occupied in the past, and we need to know what that space is.
Could the reliance on having the fundraise and the scrutiny that a candidate knows that they and their family would be subject to if they announce a candidacy chase away people with passion?
I don't think that it chases away people with passion. I'm 76 years of age, and no one, they think I'm crazy. I think I can say that we're not attracting the most talented people anymore to these top positions in government. We are attracting people who desire to be in elective office, but not necessarily who desire to be passionate about making government work the way it ought to work. The office of mayor is a tool. It's just a tool. You have extraordinary power to do good and make things better. If you see it as something to make you a celebrity, then you're going to end up not being successful. The mayor runs the government on a day-to-day basis. The police department, the fire department, the streets department, L&I, records, Department of Human Services. The mayor runs those departments, spend $4 billion running those departments. That's where the leadership is needed. Leadership is, can you take something that affords you an opportunity to use the power and position of that office to create an incredible improvement in the city, and you don't do it, shame on you.
You find candidates or even mayors themselves coming to you for advice?
All of the announced candidates have come to see me, and some who have not announced have come to see me. And the first question I ask is, do you want to be mayor? I know you want to run for mayor, but do you want to be mayor? And the second part of that is, do you want to do what a mayor has to do in order to be successful in the job that you said you want to run for?
Did you get any surprising responses when that first question was asked of, do you really want this?
I did. And someone said to me, I never thought about that. And that was surprising to me.
That's not a good sign.
It's not a good sign at all. It's not a good sign because you have to think about it. Many people see the mayor's job as standing in front of a camera and going to public events. They don't see the bare-knuckle things you have to do in order to get a budget passed.
Are you comfortable with this field of candidates? Are you comfortable that the city will be in good hands?
I'm satisfied that there are people in this field who could potentially be great mayors. I don't think that they have exhibited that yet in terms of what they're talking about, because they're not talking about anything at this point. But I think that that there are people out there who come from a pedigree that I think would lend me to believe that if given the opportunity, they make great mayors.